Next up is LD 1572, a resolve to analyze the impact of sea level rise. And our bill sponsor is our own Representative Bloom.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and fellow members of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. I am Representative Lydia Bloom, and I represent the coastal part of York. I come before you today to introduce LD 1572, a resolve to analyze the impact of sea level rise. This is a governor's bill. The part of York that I represent in the House is all of its coast, its people, its relatively densely built up coastal properties and businesses, nearly $4 billion worth, its beaches, marshes, and rivers. The town relies on these features to continue to attract the throngs that fill our summers and keeps our town's economy humming. York was one of the first towns to recognize that sea level was rising and that the town's attractive seaside environs would be threatened by it and the resulting increased flooding and storm impacts. They put sea level rise in their comprehensive plan so it would be considered when planning development, hazard mitigation, and public safety. Around the same time, I went to the legislature as a state representative, and I set out to see if York's experience could help other coastal communities prepare for sea level rise impacts, and to see how the state could help with the potentially huge changes that may need to occur to avoid the harshest impacts on the most densely populated areas of our state, our coastal communities. The best answer to this has finally come from the work of the Maine Climate Council and its working groups. Maine scientists work from the best available data to further the understanding of sea level science in Maine and what our state's vulnerabilities were to sea level rise. The Community Resilience Working Group took on the hard subject of what adaptation measures communities can consider to reduce impacts that cannot be stopped. A whole of government approach is what is needed for the action plan of the Maine Climate Council to be fully realized. And it is also most certainly needed to be fully prepared for what has already started to happen along our coast. That is why the governor has put in this resolve to make sure every impacted department has made preparations to manage for the most likely scenario of sea level rise, 1.5 feet by 2050 and 3.9 feet by 2100. I am very proud that I was able to be a contributing member of the Climate Council and to witness firsthand the whole process that has resulted in the Maine Climate Action Plan. The process and the resulting documented work from the council is something all Mainers can be proud of. I will be followed by representatives of the executive branch who will explain how this resolve will affect the workings of Maine's government in more detail. Thank you so much for your consideration of this important resolve. I look forward to working with you on this bill, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Bloom. Are there any questions?